This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. The ladies are in charge. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is in Washington, D.C., and the president is coming to my state. And this comes after a week of trying to figure out whether or not he will shut down the border with Mexico, our southern border, because of this influx of illegal immigrants trying to come into this country. In the last 10 days, I think there have been 2,000 people that have crossed into the country illegally. Those are just the ones that have been apprehended. We're on par for 100,000 this month in April alone, 76,000 in March, a million over the year. And those are the people that get caught. That doesn't count the people that get into the country away from Border Patrol or that come in legally through ports of entry. The president is going to Calexico, which is right on the border of California and Mexico. The reason for that visit is twofold. Number one, to put the emphasis on the problem of illegal immigration, and then also to inspect and look at the first part of wall that has been rebuilt and developed using some of the money that the president secured, I think, in last year's budget for the wall. So he'll be looking at that and giving a speech, holding a roundtable with Border Patrol agents. And it seems that the White House has softened its stance a bit on closing the border with Mexico, Victoria and Kara. A lot of people were worried about this, about the economic impacts. The president said, look, I know this wouldn't be great for my presidency, but if it's about safety of Americans, will do it. For Mexico, Mexico has said that they will come to the table and help a bit more. They're going to start checking paperwork. They've already added additional security checkpoints in their country at their southern border. The president said we'll give them a year and see if this helps kind of stem the flow, if we can do something to make this work. If not, he said we may have to look at closing the border ultimately, or maybe even sanctions on Mexico. And they base so much of their economy on the auto industry. That's what would be most affected if sanctions or a border closing were in the cards down the road.
Yeah, and I'm happy that he backed off on this a little, because, you know, I was reading, because I helped Doug with his farm show and booking guests and things, and so I'm always reading like Modern Farmer and things that I thought I would never read. But apparently this would have had a really severe impact on our farmers as well with our exports. So I'm happy that, you know, we're not just, that he's not taking such a hard stance anymore and just shutting it down, because it would really, and the produce coming into the country would stop as well. Because, like, I think it's, there was some staggering amount of, or percentage that I saw of produce that comes into our country from Mexico. And not only would the prices in the grocery stores would skyrocket, but then the supply would completely run out. So it would be, you know, that's such an essential part of our economy back and forth with Mexico. So I'm, you know, if he wants to shut down, I know, Jen, you had mentioned yesterday, like, the footpaths. That's, you know, that makes sense. But leaving the commercial trucking lanes open, I think, is really essential. And it sounds like the new president of Mexico is maybe a bit more reasonable than the former one. And maybe this guy's not taking kickbacks from El Chapo. $200 million or whatever that one was. That guy was super corrupt.
The reason that all these people are coming in, the numbers have spiked so much since the beginning of the year, though, is because this president wanted to act in a more humanitarian way. So he actually took down the checkpoints. Mexico has very strong immigration laws and very tight immigration laws. But what he had essentially done when he came into office is pulled any checkpoints off the southern border. So people, these caravans, Central Americans, were able to just just walk into Mexico without showing any paperwork that they belonged in Mexico or that they had paperwork to come to the United States, and they were able to just come in. And so while I think in some ways he is being more reasonable, realizing that I think Trump will do something that's politically damaging to him or economically damaging to the country in an effort to provide safety for the country, I think he realizes that, and hopefully he'll respond accordingly and keep up this practice of going back to at least what the other president was doing, of at least checking paperwork and at least mm-hmm. adding those border security checkpoints. You can't just let everybody walk through the country, because ultimately they aren't staying in Mexico, which is why he doesn't right. have the problem. It's now us that's going to deal with a million people, and there's no place to put them. There's no place to put them in shelters. There's no place in the immigration courts right now for people who are legitimately seeking asylum. The immigration courts are so backed up, and there are people who are truly suffering that never get a hearing because it's an onslaught. So that Mexico does need to control better. We also need to have Congress act and allow for more judges to come in. Regardless of what you think about the wall, there are things that Congress could do now, like adding more judges, more funding for security on the border. There are things that can do that don't involve concrete brick and mortar that can be done to help with the process at the border, and it still seems like Congress is not wanting to take that up. So we'll see if things change, and in a year, if this this will work. Hopefully that'll be the case. There's so many terrible stories, and I totally get what you're saying about produce and the trade, and I understand that. It just, when you have kids who are coming into this country literally because they're a free pass in, it's really scary to go, okay, what's more important? Is the humanitarian effort here more important, or is, you know, having to put off eating avocados for a while more important? I don't know. That's the question that you have to balance. Hopefully we ultimately won't have to make that choice, but there's very serious stuff happening along the border, especially with young people, that should be addressed and that we shouldn't take too lightly. So we'll continue to follow that story as the president visits California. I think he's doing a fundraiser in Los Angeles. So I was laughing a bit when Obama used to come to town. We have so much traffic in California. We used to call it an Obama jam. When President Trump comes to town, I thought maybe it would be appropriate to call it a MAGA jam. Would that be about right?
Well, New York City has certainly had plenty of MAGA jams since Trump got elected, because he has, when he goes back, initially when he would go back and forth to Trump Tower, the entire city blocks, which is, if you've ever been to Manhattan, it's where Trump Tower is, it's right next door to Tiffany, right on Fifth Avenue, perpendicular to Rockefeller Center where the tree is, and that whole hub of the center of New York City gets shut down, and that is, when you have already a crowded city and traffic patterns that are kind of wonky, it just makes everything completely come to a standstill. So I hope that doesn't happen in L.A., but it sounds like it might. Yeah.
You've been dealing with MAGA jams for a while. He doesn't come too often to California, so we'll see how this one goes. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, I want to ask you if you have an old vehicle that you've been meaning to repair or sell. Maybe it's taking up space in your driveway or your garage. Well, you can forget the repairs. Donate the car. Your donation will support one of the last great American institutions, the family farm. Victoria was just talking about this. According to America's diverse family farms, on average, one U.S. farm feeds 165 people every year in the United States and abroad, and close to 99% of farms are family operated. Would you believe that farmers only receive about 15 cents out of every dollar spent on food at home? Well, with your help, we could all preserve the entire American value system, as well as the many farmlands across the country. Donating your vehicle is really, really easy. It'll be towed at absolutely no cost to you. All types of vehicles are accepted. You can do trucks, motorcycles, boats, trailers, anything. Your donation may even qualify for a tax deduction, so ask your tax professional about that. Help protect and preserve the tradition of American family farming by donating today. Call 888-342-GIVE, 888-342-4483, or you can complete the form online at djvshow.com. That's 888-342-GIVE, or go to djvshow.com and look for the Donate Your Car button.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/play. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/play. That's 4hims.com/play for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/play.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week, but he will probably be joining us maybe a little bit later on this hour. He's been checking in occasionally to let us know how his trip is, even though we didn't get the invite, guys. And I've been seeing some pictures, and I really, the more green I see, the more upset I am that we didn't get included in all of this. All right, so Jeff Bezos is in the news. He and his wife have finalized their $137 divorce. Is that right?
Yeah, because, you know, they lost all their money miraculously right before their divorce. It's $137
billion. Billion dollar. I was going to say, it said $137 in our notes. I thought, that can't be right. These two are not necessarily living next door to me. Yeah. Jeff and Mackenzie are officially divorced. Mackenzie walking away with a gigantor settlement, as you just said, and he's getting the lion's share of his companies. Mackenzie says she's finished the process of dissolving my marriage with Jeff, says she's giving him all of her interest in the Washington Post, 75% of their Amazon stock. She also surrendered her interest in Blue Origin, which is the aerospace company that Jeff started back in 2000. He's paying out a nice chunk of what was their $149 billion net worth. They got married back in 1993, 6 months after they met, and way before he became the world's richest man. And what is always a good guarantee in a divorce, four kids together ranging in age from 13 to 18. The division of their assets could have been complicated by how much they have. They had a lot of properties, companies, acres of properties, and all kinds of
400,000 acres. That's crazy. Insane. I know. That's crazy. They're two of the biggest landholders in the country, and they had to divide up all of those properties and the assets. Now, they haven't said how much of a chunk of money that Mackenzie got out of this,
yeah.
But it sounds like if she's giving him back so much of their stock in Amazon and the Washington Post, it sounds like
she got
maybe she got about half of the $149 billion in cash,
which would make sense. Bezos, is he still with Lauren Sanchez? You haven't seen them out much publicly, but are they still together?
Apparently they are, yeah.
It was the pictures that kind of came to the surface, and we knew there was marital trouble here, I think, bigly, as the president would say.
Yeah, they had separated, and they had gone through, I guess, some counseling, and they were separated when those pictures came out, and I do think you're right. I think that was probably the final nail in the coffin, and they probably just said, you know what, the whole world knows now, let's just call it a day. And so Mackenzie walks away with a whole lot of money.
Wow. And Jeff and Lauren Sanchez will have to stay together for a little while, at least for the cameras, because after all that...
Well, they're going through a divorce, too.
He divorced
Lauren
her. And his wife, yeah.
Yeah, Lauren and Patrick Whitesell, they're going through a divorce, so I guess they'll be free to be together.
Not billions of dollars, though, I'm pretty sure.
No.
21 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's when you're a celebrity, it's adios reality. You can act just like a fool, people think you're cool just cause you're on TV.
Celebrity by Brad Paisley on the DJV show, 23 minutes past the hour. Brad Paisley in the news and trending yesterday, Victoria, because he has broken ground on a free Nashville grocery shop. What's going on here with Brad? He's a philanthropist, I know, but is he just giving away lots of free food in Nashville?
Yeah, essentially, that's exactly it. He and his wife, Kimberly Williams Paisley, who you may remember, she was the daughter and father of the bride in the Father of the Bride movies, most famously. I know she's done a lot of other things after that, but that's the biggest thing she's done. So he and his wife are very charitably minded, and they got into the idea of this free grocery store after volunteering with their kids at the Unity shop in Santa Barbara, California, after the wildfires struck there. And so they decided to open up a grocery store in Nashville, and it's called The Store. And Kimberly says hunger and food insecurity is a real issue in Nashville. 1 in 7 people deal with food insecurity. That means they don't know where their next meal is coming from, and it's even worse for kids. It's 1 in 5 children. So The Store will operate like a real grocery store. People will go shopping through the aisles, and Belmont University, which I had never heard of, admittedly, until I was just in Nashville and saw how beautiful the campus is. Belmont University is where this store is going to be located, and Belmont students and volunteers will actually be working at the store. However, no money will exchange hands. Brad says, we really want to get people before there's a major crisis. We want to get people help in the gap area so they can get back on their feet. And Brad said that the model takes away the sting of embarrassment for a parent who maybe feels the way, you know, that way because they can't feed their kid. And so Brad said, which is super cute, he said, even the mechanical horse for kids outside of the store will be free. And he said, kids should not have to know what their parents are going through. It's not stress that a child needs. So there were pictures of Brad on the backhoe. He had his plaid shirt on and his cowboy hat, and he was breaking ground, literally. So the store, I think, will be finished hopefully by the end of this year, I think, is their goal.
That's
really sweet. They're a great couple. I started following them on Instagram, and what a nice family. They're just so inspiring, I think. They're cute.
I've had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with them. Really nice guy. Very, very genuine, and just down to earth. You don't feel like you're sitting with this mega country music star when you're around him. So, great, great story. I hope it works out for them. Sometimes when there's qualifiers, you have people taking advantage of systems like that. But hopefully, everything will work as it should, and the right people will get help. So good luck to them and this store in Nashville. All right, moving on now to Celine Dion. Some big news. She said she's going out on tour, and she's, of course, we know, sold lots of albums, 250 million albums. She's
wild.
Going out on the road, not just in Las Vegas, and now she's been named the new face of L'Oreal Paris. She said she never saw it coming, especially at 51 years old, but at 51, she's looking great, ladies. Mm-hmm. She said the partnership with L'Oreal was a pleasant surprise, and that it comes in the perfect time in her life when she feels free to do what I want, where I want, and when I want. She continued on to say, I feel so good now that I don't even want to think about my 20s or 30s when I was still discovering myself. For the last couple of years, I've grown in a very strong and happy way through my passions, my work, friendship, and motherhood. Her first campaign for L'Oreal will be a television commercial for the Excellence hair color line, which will debut on April the 22nd. Celine said she hopes to use her voice to help everyone feel beautiful, confident, and to learn to embrace themselves. And she said, when you think I'm done, I'm just starting. She's got a new album. She's going on tour. Now she's got this association with L'Oreal. And I think they're smart at L'Oreal, Victoria and Kara, for using someone who's 51, who can show that you don't have to be 18 years old to feel beautiful.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that Celine is such an icon. I think it's going to be exciting for the brand. It kind of adds a little more life to the brand.
DJ V Show, Celine Dion at 28 minutes past the hour.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing, the commander ink chief.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off right now at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 4/13/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says an Affordable Care Act replacement will be released before the 2020 election after Trump administration officials met at Camp David this weekend. Democratic Senator Michael Bennet of Colorado tells CNN's State of the Union that right now, the GOP doesn't have the best interests of Americans in mind.
The Republicans are for reasons that I do not understand, taking away health care from tens of millions of Americans. That is what Donald Trump has been for. So to me, that's the relevant dividing line. If somebody can come up with a better plan than my plan, not only would I be for that plan, I'd give that person the Nobel Prize if I could do it.
An American woman and her guide, who were kidnapped on Tuesday while on safari in Uganda, have been released. Kimberly Endicott and her guide were taken to safety after ransom was paid. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all checking in, holding down the fort. And some health news now in the focus. The FDA, Victoria, it's not good. The side effects that are coming along with these e-cigarettes and vaping, what's the story?
Yeah, this is yet another downside to vaping. So 2 days ago, the FDA actually announced that they found 35 cases where people had seizures after vaping. And they studied this from 2010 through early 2019, early this year. And they said it doesn't seem like a lot. However, the FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said he's still very concerned that the number is enough to merit a scientific investigation. So 35 cases of seizures after vaping. That's the base. That's what they're starting with. Most of the incidents involved young people who tend to vape more than older people do. But there isn't really a clear pattern so far. The FDA says it's unsure if there's a link between seizures and vaping, but it does seem circumstantial, and it does seem that there are known side effects of nicotine poisoning, which does include seizures. And so what happens is a lot of people don't realize one e-cigarette, like one drag off of an e-cigarette, is like an entire cigarette. And it's, I think, one entire cartridge is 20 cigarettes or something. It's an insane amount of nicotine that you're getting if you smoke an entire vape cartridge. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. So I would guess that this is probably going to turn out to be nicotine poisoning in the cases of these seizures, where young people are probably just out vaping and just, you know, chain smoking these things and not realizing how much nicotine they're actually getting. The FDA is also asking anyone who's experienced these issues to report them through the FDA website with specific information about symptoms, the e-cigarette brand that you use, and whether or not other drugs were being used at the same time. And they basically want to, obviously we know that they've been trying to curb teen vaping, which is at an astronomical rate right now. And so federal health regulators are proposing guidelines to tighten up restrictions on flavored e-cigarettes so that they're less appealing to young kids. But now with the seizures and possible nicotine poisoning, this puts it into a different category. I would not be surprised if we don't see a total ban on these for anyone under 21 by the end of this year, which I don't think is a bad thing at all.
I wouldn't hate it. It seems that not only are the e-cigarettes and the vaping companies reaching out to kids by making them in all sorts of flavors, like cotton candy and cherry and all these fruit flavors, but I just don't think that they realize. I don't think you realize what you're doing because it doesn't have the smell. And obviously, teenagers like that because they can sneak it past their parents. They kind of go undetected. But it just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. And I don't know how you even monitor this. I guess it would be similar to alcohol, but there's so many ways around that I don't even know if you make a dent in it with kids using these things.
Yeah. And, you know, a couple summers ago when this kind of craze really started, a friend of mine who had smoked in college but had given it up ever since. So we were at a backyard barbecue, and she comes into the party and she's got two e-cigarettes, and she offered me one, and I said, no, no, thanks. I said, that stuff is actually a lot more potent than you think. And she goes, oh, no, it's fine. She's smoking away. And I said, look on the back of the package. And it actually said I forget what brand it was, but it said on the back of the package that this is the equivalent of like 20 cigarettes, and she couldn't believe that. And you know, and then she stopped because she thought, oh my gosh, I might get addicted.
What am I doing?
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Kids who are non-smokers who are smoking this just because, like you said, Jen, you can sneak it by your parents, they're getting addicted to it. It's still the same nicotine that's in cigarettes. It's the same addictive properties. And we're going to see kids, I think, in just a couple of years having a lot of lung problems. And that's a terrible, terrible thing to bring on yourself for no reason. And what benefit? You don't even get high from it. You know,
no,
it's like
right.
If you think about it, it's like it's a stupid cigarettes.
You're just making yourself sick.
Stupid thing. It's like, what are you doing? You're just puffing away on something. If they want to keep vapes alive, then just make flavored stuff that doesn't have nicotine in it. If kids want to go around puffing on stuff, it's like the equivalent of, you know, it's still bad for you. It's still chemicals going into your lungs.
Don't they sell it that way? You can buy it with, like, certain levels of nicotine. Some are stronger than the other. Because a lot of people have said they've used e-cigarettes successfully to quit smoking because they dial down their nicotine in each as they go through the process.
Yeah, I don't know specifically if that does make sense that there are lower levels of tar and nicotine, but I don't think they make nicotine free. I don't know that they make that yet. Which they probably should, but.
You know, people talk about, and it's one of the things that we hear a lot is that marijuana isn't addictive. We know, obviously, nicotine is really addictive. A lot of experts will tell you more than heroin. But I do believe that there's a mental addiction that goes along with these things. And I think no one wants to talk about it. But it's that idea of standing up, going outside, socializing after a meal or whatever that I think a lot of people also get hooked on. Or they say that they relax when they smoke or they vape or whatever it is. And I think there's this mental element that because it's not a physical connection, and that is terrible when your body is physically addicted to a substance, whether that's sugar or heroin, it's hard to break that. I get that. But that mental component of breaking a habit, I think, is also something that's just really hard for a lot of people, especially young people that look at these things almost, and they probably don't even realize it, but they're looking at it as tools of acceptance because it's something they do socially with their friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, when I was in high school, I was just with some girlfriends last week and we all went to high school together and we were joking about, you know, sneaking a cigarette and, you know, behind a building at school and, you know, that kind of stuff. And if you're just standing there and you don't have a cigarette, then you're the odd man out. And it's not that, you know, there was any hazing or bullying going on, but like there is that mental thing where you want to fit in. And you don't want to be the only one not doing what everyone else is doing. And so I think that the e-cigarettes has really put such an emphasis on that, which is just, it's too bad, and it's just so dangerous. And there's really no way for parents to even fully know, unless you're going to inspect your kids' bags, or the school goes through their locker, how would you even really know, if the kids are smoking?
That's a scary thing. Yeah. Yeah, for parents, that's really scary. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, we've got more health news in the focus. Some interesting news. If you're thinking about starting a new exercise routine, some good news about that for you as we move on. Doug is in Ireland this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort. I want to tell you about Calitrin. It's the number one healthy choice for weight loss and has been for over 20 years. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with a whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day right before you go to bed at night. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like some of the other more unhealthy products that are on the market. So get better sleep, shed pounds with Calitrin. You can get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV, go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Digital eye strain, dry eye, just a couple of eye-related issues you can develop with too much screen time. And with so many of us in front of screens for work and play, who's at risk for digital eye strain? We asked Dr. Judy Parks.
Anybody at any age can suffer from digital eye strain if they spend long periods of time on digital devices in a day. And this includes a cell phone, computers, laptops, iPads, and television screens.
So how many of us?
The percentage is pretty high. As you age, you're more likely to develop general eye strain anyway. But what we're finding is there's an increased number of people even in their 20s and 30s that suffer from digital eye strain simply because those are the ones that are on digital devices more. We're seeing more and more in your 30s and definitely in your 40s and 50s as time goes on.
More on how to help protect your eyes tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 minutes past the hour. It's a DJV show focusing on some trending health stories and some good news. If you're getting ready to start an exercise routine, or maybe you already do some physical activity every day, you are preventing disability in future years of your life. Losing the ability to move and perform in activities of daily life, that leads to a loss of independence. It can be deadly. It can cost you your life. Researchers are now focusing on preventing conditions that can lead to disability, and they say being physically active can help prevent disability in those who have or who are at risk of certain joint conditions. This new study says adults with lower extremity joint symptoms like aching pain or stiffness who get at least 1 hour of moderate to vigorous exercise every week, so just an hour a week, are more likely to be free of disability after 4 years than those who do not meet the exercise goal. This study was published this week in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and it looked at participants in the Osteoarthritis Initiative, which is a large multi-site study on knee osteoarthritis, who are increased risk of disability because of these lower extremity symptoms. So think about this, guys. As much as I always say, and I'm the hugest person that, like, I always say this to myself, I just don't have time. I want to exercise, but I don't have time. Literally, if you made time to exercise 10 minutes every single day, which we can all honestly find time for,
right,
you by the end of the week are increasing or adding years to your life and reducing the risk of disability in the future. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that is. And that's empowering to know that, you know, some people say kind of have a defeatist attitude about certain things like that with their health, but this is actually concrete evidence to show if you just get up and move around a bit, you don't need to. I was reading an article the other day of a fitness trainer was saying that the 10,000 step thing really intimidates people, and a lot of people feel like, I can't take 10,000 steps today. Well, 10,000 steps is like 4 or 5 miles a day. You don't have to go to that extreme. And just like you said, Jen, if you break it down, if it's 1 hour per week, 10, 15 minutes a day, just get outside, enjoy some sunshine. If it's cold, still bundle up and get a little bit of exercise, and that can really make a huge difference.
Yeah, it makes it seem more consumable and doable for
yes.
me, because if I don't have at least a half an hour, I think, well, I'll just have to try to get to this tomorrow. Or on the weekend, I'll double up. I'll try to get in an hour-long walk or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it just never happens. We keep constantly pushing. It's the case of the Mondays. You know, I'll start my diet on Monday, and then 5 years go by. So, yeah, good news, and I think really smart news, actually, to make exercise just feel more consumable. All right, I always love to tell you guys stories from my home state of California. And this is a doozy. This is a good one. California police officers were called into action this week after a pregnant woman gave birth at McDonald's.
That's right. Lovely.
This happened in Northern California. Police officers were called to McDonald's after a woman went into active labor. I don't know what she was eating or if she had eaten anything yet, if it was the McNuggets that brought it on. But McDonald's ultimately turned into this pseudo-delivery room because there just wasn't enough time to get the mother to the hospital. She was ready to go. Paramedics had to respond to McDonald's. They delivered a healthy baby boy, if you can believe it. And the police said, it's not every day you get to help deliver a newborn baby at McDonald's. Both the mom and her newborn baby were taken to the hospital. They're both doing well, according to the Post. But imagine the customers who are just looking for that fillet of fish on a Friday.
I don't think I would ever go back to that McDonald's again.
Out pops a kid.
It's so funny.
Gosh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just why I won't ride elevators with women that are really, really pregnant, because on the sitcoms, the elevator always gets stuck and the delivery always happens in the elevator. What were you going
to
say, Karen?
It's so funny to me that some people have like 20-hour labors and then other ones just have a baby
at McDonald's. Yeah.
In line at the drive-thru. It's perfect. It's a DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Show Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week, but every week at this time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us, making a house call to keep us in tip-top shape. Dr. Ken, how are you?
I am just fine.
Now, there's somebody in pop culture who needs to visit you, and that is Mick Jagger, famous Rolling Stone. He is facing a pretty serious heart surgery. The announcement was made about a week ago that the Rolling Stones would have to put their concert on hold. They're going to be back touring again this summer if Mick Jagger can recover and get back on the road. But what is he facing, and what's that recovery time like for someone like Mick?
Well, we don't know a whole lot, but let me predict what's going to happen. He's 75 years old. He had his eighth child in 2016.
Wow.
And it was reported this week that he'll need, all they said is heart valve procedure. And if the need is for valve replacement, a strong possibility would be to replace the aortic valve because of aortic valve stenosis or narrowing of the valve. This happens when the flaps of the valve become stiff and thickened or may fuse together. The narrowed valve cannot open fully, and it blocks the blood flow out of the heart to your aorta. And this can just happen over time due to wear and tear of aging. We have the traditional open heart surgery to replace the valve, but really a nice possibility for Mick Jagger is this less invasive way that was approved by the FDA in late 2011. It's called TAVR. It stands for transaortic valve replacement. It's done through a catheter without opening up the chest.
Oh, wow.
And with the TAVR, the surgeon repairs the valve without removing the original valve, putting the replacement valve in the original valve's place, and the replacement valve takes over regulating the blood flow. TAVR takes about an hour to an hour and a half, traditional open heart surgery, about 3.5 hours. But the really good news is recovery time for TAVR is about a week, while it's about 4 to 6 weeks for open heart surgery.
Yeah, wow. That seems to be much less invasive. A better way to go if you're Mick Jagger. I'm sure you're probably considering all those options. Now,
and the interesting thing is that he chose to do this in America, in New York City. And I think that's a very important point. I certainly would.
Well, for a lot of people who like socialized medicine, though, it is really telling to say when you have the opportunity, when you are a wealthy person like Mick Jagger, you move away from where there's socialized medicine and you come to America. So we wish him good luck. And if we want to prevent being in that situation, I know sometimes this is genetics, Dr. Ken. Mick Jagger's in pretty good shape. He's had a hard life, no doubt. But our diet is really what determines kind of our longevity in life. How important is what we eat to how long we get to stay on the planet?
Exactly, Jen. Medical journal Lancet this week, that bad diets are shortening lives worldwide, killing more people globally than either smoking or high blood pressure. Bad diet, it caused 22% of all deaths among adults in the year 2017. Poor nutrition, it helps cause many health conditions from high blood pressure to type 2 diabetes. Some eating habits which are particularly strongly linked to higher death rates include diets high in sodium and those low in whole grains, fruits and vegetables, and nuts and seeds, and generally eat fewer processed foods and more whole plant-based foods.
So stick to the basics, right? Lean meats, lean proteins, beans, vegetables, fruits. Kind of, it makes sense, but it's still hard for a lot of us because we're all running around and we turn to processed food so often.
Well said.
All right. Finally, in our last minute, this one scares me. Cancer risk, a bottle of wine equals 5 to 10 cigarettes. Say it isn't so, Dr. Ken. Come on, wine's good for us, isn't it?
Don't shoot the messenger. BMC Public Health this week. We all associate drinking alcohol with liver disease, but drinking alcohol is also the fifth leading cause of cancer. Drinking a bottle of wine each week is the same as smoking 5 to 10 cigarettes a week when it comes to raising the risk of getting cancer. For women, drinking one bottle of wine per week increases the lifetime risk of cancer to the same level as smoking 10 cigarettes a week, largely driven by the higher risk of breast cancer, and among men, it's the same risk.
Just a really big bottle, right? Can we do that? Dr. Ken Kronhaus with House Calls. Check him out at the DJVshow.com website. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.